Monday, the 19th of February. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. We're thinking at the moment about the Gospel of St. Mark, and we're hearing some of the stories from Mark's Gospel as we go through Lent. We're hearing them in our Sundays because we're in year B. That's right, guys. We're in year B, and we're listening mostly to stories from the Gospel of Mark and then some stuff from the Gospel of John. But we're really focused on Mark's Gospel. So year B, that's referring to our Sunday readings. Remember, year A, Matthew, year B, Mark, year C, Luke. And then John gets shared out amongst them a little bit, the Gospel of St. John. So what do we want to think about? Well, remember last week I said to you that this is considered to be the oldest gospel. And that means something. Mark's the first person to write the good news about Jesus Christ. And in fact, that's how the gospel begins. It opens with the beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's how the gospel starts, right at the beginning. So it's really Mark who gives us this word gospel, or you could have translated it, we now translate it as gospel, but it could also be translated this, the beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so it's from Mark's gospel that we really have that word gospel. It means good news. So when we're saying gospel, we're really saying good news. And we're not saying any kind of good news. It's not the good news that, what could be good news? It's not the good news that somebody won the lottery. It's not the good news that someone turned 90. It's the good news. It's special good news. The good news of Jesus Christ. So he, we think, is the first to write a whole account of what Jesus was doing in a sort of orderly fashion. So it has a beginning and a middle and an end. And so we can start right at the beginning. It's a bit of a strange gospel because it starts off with this is the good news about Jesus Christ. And then the very next thing he does is he gives us a quote from the prophet Isaiah. And the quote is about John the Baptist. And he tells us a bit about John the Baptist. But why does he do that? Why does he start off with John the Baptist, a voice crying in the wilderness, prepare a way for the Lord? What's that about? It's about John the Baptist. He's really the one who goes ahead of Jesus. Jesus is praising it, to use a South African idea. You know, John the Baptist is the one who's going ahead, telling us what's coming. But John the Baptist isn't just a praising, he's also trying to get people to change the way they're living. He wants them to repent. He wants them to change their lives. And we're in Lent. We're in a time where we want to change our lives. We want to become better people, better Christians. That means we want to be kinder and gentler and more obedient. You don't always hear that when we talk about good Christians. More obedient at school to our teachers, more obedient to our parents and our grandparents. So there's something about repentance, about being better, that's going on with John the Baptist. And then we hear about Jesus. So we start there. And then it really begins with the baptism of Jesus. So that's also got John the Baptist involved because John's the one baptizing. And Jesus comes and is baptized. And so if we look right at the beginning of Mark, we start with John the Baptist, straight into the baptism, and then straight into the desert. And this gospel is a quick gospel. Remember, I said that to you last time. We go from one thing to the next thing, quick, 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 quick. In fact, we're still in chapter 1 when Jesus begins the Galilean ministry. So that's the ministry in Galilee. And Jesus begins to proclaim the message of good news, and then he calls the disciples. So you would have heard that yesterday in Mass. You would have heard that gospel. We hear the first part of the gospel was Jesus in the desert, and the second part was Jesus in Galilee saying, the kingdom of God is close at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Believe the good news. And some of you remember back to Wednesday, repent and believe the good news. We heard that. Might have been one of the things that was said to us as the priest could put the ashes on our heads. They may have said some other things too. Okay, so it's a really quick gospel. We're right into the action. who notices what's missing from this gospel that's in some of the other gospels? There's a whole lot of stories that aren't here. Maybe you're thinking, Francis, where are those stories? What's happened to them? Do you know which ones I'm talking about? They're very important to us as kids. Which stories am I talking about? That's right. There are no Christmas stories here. There's nothing about wise men or shepherds or stars or angels singing glory to God in the highest. That's not in the Gospel of Mark. Mark starts with Jesus as an adult. Doesn't start with Jesus as a baby or even before then, as Luke does, with the angel Gabriel coming to Mary. So those stories, the Christmas stories and the pre-Christmas stories, those are in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, but they're not in Mark's Gospel. They come later. And one of the reasons it's given for certainly the stories in Luke's Gospel is people think that Luke knew Mary and that Mary shared some of her stories with Luke and they made it into Luke's Gospel. Whereas Mark was Simon Peter's friend and Simon Peter meets Jesus as an adult. And so it's very full of Simon Peter's experience. And in fact, we know from John's Gospel that Andrew, at least, and probably Peter, were already disciples of John the Baptist. And then they meet Jesus, and John the Baptist tells them that Jesus is the Messiah. So, there we go. So we're thinking about the Gospel, the good news, and we get that from the Gospel of Mark, the first time. One of the other things I want us to think about, and we're going to see this a little further, is that this Gospel is very interested in showing the authority of Jesus. So Mark's Gospel, we often talk about Mark's Gospel being one of the Gospels that's written for a Jewish audience. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Son of God. And that we hear, that's revealed by the Father. And strangely enough, if you listen to the Gospel stories, you hear the evil spirits know who Jesus is too. They have no doubt. They just see Jesus coming and they start shouting, "Why are you coming here?" And they know exactly who Jesus is, which is quite interesting because who doesn't know who Jesus is? That's a question you need to ask in Mark's Gospel. Who is missing the plot? Well, this is going to be quite embarrassing, but sometimes the disciples don't know who Jesus really is. I mean, they're wandering around with him, but they don't realize that he is the Messiah, that he is the Son of God. And sometimes, most of the time, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the leaders of the Jewish faith, don't know who Jesus is. They don't recognize him. And lots of the time, the people don't know who Jesus is. But the Father knows who Jesus is, and interestingly, the evil spirits know who Jesus is. So this is a book of this. You've got to think of Mark's Gospel as being like an exciting adventure story in which you're having clues. These people know and those people don't. And when are we going to find out what the truth is as we go through the story? So it's an exciting gospel. All right. Let's close our eyes now and let's pray. Lord, we ask that you might help us to know who you are. And this year of reading the Gospel of Mark, may we come to know you as the Christ, as the Messiah, and to know that your story is one that is gospel, that brings us good news, that is life-giving to all of us. Amen.